Hello, everyone. Welcome to Project Likutei Torah, the Shir for Daf Lamed Test, starting with Ois Hay of the Beer, and we're finishing the Beer on this mimer of the Kohen waving the Korban on Shavuos, which involves the two lechem, two breads, and the lambs. And analyzing the idea of the difference between the spelling of the word lamb or sheep with keves kaf vesin versus kesev kaf sin ves, like we see in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu separated the kesavim and uses the kesavim he yakev. We see that most places in Torah it mentions it spells the word sheep in the normal way, keves. There's a few exceptions with what we just mentioned and in Parshas Vayetzeh with regards to the flock of Lavan. Now the inyan can be understood by prefacing that which it is written that Abba and Ima clothe the limbs or the arms of Archan Pin. So it's written in the Pri Etz Chaim, the explanation of the words Avadim Hayinu Lefarei V'yitzienu Hashem Lakinu, that Abba and Ima Chachmim Bina, they enclose the limbs of Archan Pin. So in the Eitz Chaim, it's brought down that Abba and Ima suckle from the mazalis of Archan Pin, that Abba Chachma suckles from the mazel, the eighth mazel, and Ima, meaning Bina, suckles from the 13th mazel. These mazalis are on the level of hairs. The inyan is that the idea of yinika, of suckling, is just like a child suckles from the breast of his mother. The essence of the child already came about from when he was a fetus in his mother's womb. So what is he accomplishing by suckling the milk from his mother? It's in order to affect a hagdala, a growth, in order for the limbs, even though he already has all of his limbs, but in order for the limbs to become greater and larger, enlarged, that is why he's suckling from the mother. Similarly, the whole concept of Abba, Minchachma, suckling from the eighth mazel, that is the idea that after it was already, the Abba, Minchachma, was already emanated from the emanator, meaning Hashem. However, in order to have this Hagdalah, this growth spurt, so to speak, in the light of Abba min Chachma, that's specifically through the Yanika of the Mazal Shemini. And this Agdala is in order so that the level of Partsuf, in order so there should be a Partsuf and Meichin de Gadlos. If you're having this enlarged Meichin, it's able to be Mashpia down below in order for Netzach Hayd and Yisoid to come down and become Meichin to Zah, to Zera Anpin. From Zera Anpin, it can come down to Nukva, meaning Machos, which is Chachma Tata. Machos Dev Tzilos, in order to enliven Bria Yitzira and Asiya. If we didn't have this enlargement of this parts of a Meichin of Degadlos, it wouldn't be possible to be a Meshpia down below through the descent of these levels. Rather, only after the Chachma, the Meichin of Gadlos, the Meichin, Chachma Abba is Yainik, is able to suckle from this Mazal Shmini, then we're able to, this Chachma Stima is able to come. And from there, the light of Abba is able to become greater and enlarged And then when he was able to be Mashpia down here below, as it is known, that specifically one that is great in Chachmeh, he is able to explain intellect even to others. Meaning to say that because it's something very lofty, he's able to bring it down and cause it to descend even greater. And therefore, after Abba, meaning Chachma, is able to suckle from this mazel that's drawn down from Chachma Stima, which is the level, a very lofty level, then is able to be Mashpia, is able to be Mashpia down here below. However, before this, even though Abba and Ima are enclosed themselves in the limbs, so to speak, or of Arch Anpin, that they are Chesed Gvura and Tiferes, that is within Keser, that is the Zeroes of Arch Anpin, or the Ischagas that is within Keser, still is not, we still do not have in them this Hagdal, this enlargement. It is not possible to be Mashpia below, that the Meichin is not able to be Mashpia down here below into Zer Anpin and Nukva, to Machos. But rather, this enlargement occurs only after it receives from Chachmas Tima, which is higher, much higher than this level of Chesed Gvura Tiferes that is within Keser. Meaning to say that this Yanika, this suckling from the Mazalais, despite all this, is drawn down into a level and way of an external, external hashpa. That is not the case that which Abba and Ima enclose themselves into Chesed and Gevura of Arch Anpin, which comes in more of an internal way, because the halbasha, this enclosement that when it is enclosed in each other, is close and grasps the essence of the one that is being enclosed in it. By way of analogy, we have the idea of hislabshus seichel into midos, the enclosement of intellect into emotions, that the essence of intellect is literally grasps and enclosed itself into the emotion and becomes completely one. Similarly, that which Abba and Ima enclose themselves into Chesed and Gevura of Arch Anpin, this halbasha is, by way of analogy, the slabshus, just like the slabshus of Ratzain, of the Ratzain in the Seichel, of will into intellect, which is also becomes united with the intellect, with the Seichel. And similarly, a derech mashal, by way of analogy, that because his will for whichever thing is animated by him, Seichel atam la'isei hadavar, that because, meaning to say that because he has a will for something, it becomes manifest by him that there's an intellectual reason behind the thing. So it's showing that unique inter-inclusion of the Seichel with Ratzin. As just as it is written in Parshas Noach, Vayara Hashem Esreach Yichoyach Vayomer Lo Isif Oide Chule, Ki Yitzer Leva Adem Ra Min Uro, of this claim of Yitzer Leva Adem Ra, that the whole idea is that when a person is born, based on the Pasuk, he has his Yitzer Hara, just like it says, Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ra, and so, so to speak, guilty from birth. And then, as he grows up, he develops a sense of his Ratzon Elyon, becomes more revealed into his chachma, and therefore his chachma is able to lean more towards chesed, which is the level of Arch Anpin and Rav Chesed. And that's the whole idea of Islabshus, that the essence of the Midas that it's in Keser should become enclosed in Abba and Ima. But that's not the case that that are suckling from the Mazalais when Abba and Ima is suckling from the Mazalais. The Yanika is different than Islabshus. By the Yanika, there's no Islabshus. But rather, we have this hamshacha specifically through the hairs alone with regards to the unika, as opposed to the slabshus, but there's a complete achdus within the atzmius of the midas of keser into abanima. The inyan is, to explain it further, that from chesed and gevura of Arach Anpin, which are the seven lower midas of Arach Anpin, one is able to come to Hashpa into Abba and Ima from this level of Hislabshus Mamish, from the essence of Chesed and Gevura, and into the Seder Stashlos of Ilo Va'alo. The cause and effect from them causes the main essence of Abba and Ima. That is the way of Islabshus. And thereby the Hagdalah and the enlarging, that through this one is able to be Mashpia down here below, is be able to draw down from a higher place, meaning from Chacham Stima, and which is higher than Seder Stashlus, cause and effect. Therefore, it's not Shayach, the whole idea of Islabshus. It's also drawn down, it's only drawn down through the hairs. Now skip the parentheses. This is the whole idea of kesev, when we spell the word sheep with the sin before the vase. That the kaf alludes to keser, the sin before the vase alludes to chaseh gvurah tiferes of Arach Anpin, which are the midos that are within Keser, higher than intellect, and from them is drawn down into the base, which is Chachma, which alludes to Abanima, intellect, which are the train rain, the beloved friends, lovers, that from there they enclose into Chesed Gevura Tiferes, they enclose to Chesed Gevura Tiferes, Arach Anpin, as we explained earlier. L'chaira, there's three intellectual faculties, not just two. We don't just have Abba and Ima, meaning Chachma and Bina. We have Chabad. So why does it only mention the Beis, which seems to allude to just Chachma and Bina? Because Beis refers to Chachma and Bina as a pair, perhaps due to the Gematria of the letter Beis, number two. Oh, so what happened to Das? So the inyan is that, just like it is written in Sefer Yetzirah, that 10 but not 11 were presumably spheres. It's only 10, not 11. That with Das, if you include Das, you actually have 11 spheres. However, the Keser is counted and Das is not counted, because Das is not considered a sphere in its own right, but rather it's an intermediary to unite Chachma and Bina together. It's the energy that unites Chachma and Bina together. Similarly, Das extends into the Midas and connects the Seichel that is in the Midas and is not considered a level in its own right, which is the inner dimension of the Midas and its vitality. And all this is the whole idea of kesev, which is the sin before the base. However, afterwards, we have drawn down from Chachma Bina down here below into Chagas of Zah, Chesed Gvur and Tiferes. Then it's called keves, which is the base before the sin, because we have the Seichel going into the Midas. Because the sin here represents the three chesed for tiferes that are below chachma bina, which they receive in her nimshach from chachma bina, which is the level of bais, as we explained earlier. Now, skipping the parentheses, this is accomplished and drawn down specifically through Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is this middle bar, this Briach HaTichayim, this middleman, so to speak, this Kavim Tzai that draws down straight from Keser and Chachma into Zah. That's what it means, V'ksavim ki for Yaakov, that Yaakov separated the Ksavim, meaning the sheep, that the sin before the bays, that just like the sins before the bays, meaning to say that before the hashpa of Chachma Bina down below into Zeranpin, meaning there was Chachma Bina that received from Chesed Gvur Tiferes of Arach Anpin. And from Chesed Gvur Tiferes of Arach Anpin is drawn down, Yaakov draws down below into this world of Perud, of separation, meaning to say that it's drawn down from Chachma Bina of Meichin into Chesed Gvur Tiferes of Zah, that it becomes Keves, that becomes the normal way we spell the word sheep. The sin, which is Chagas Azah, receives from Chachma Bina, which is the Beis, which receives from the Kaf of Keser. And what does it mean, Hifrid? That from this is drawn down and reaches these two different levels of Pirud, which is Leah and Rachel, as it says in the Pasek, the Korban Tamid represents this unity of Yaakov and Rachel and with Leah, similarly with Leah. And this concept of Hamshacha is that the bittel, this nullification, is drawn down. Bittel Elyoy, down here below, into this world of separation. That's what it means, Vaksavim Hifrid, that the sheep, that Yaakov separated the sheep, meaning through this lofty level, drawing down this lofty level of Kesev, meaning Chesed Gvur Tiferes of Arach Anpin into Chachma Bina, we're able to reach the lower level of Keves and draw down and illuminate Keser and the intellect of Chachma Bina, of Abba and Yima, into Chesed, Gevur, and Tiferes, and from Zeranpin into Rachel, which is Malchus, which is the source of Bia, Briyatzira Nusia, as we explained earlier. However, that's with regards to the Karban Tami. But with regards to the waving of the two sheep on Shavuos with the two breads, that their source, they are the level of Ksavim, meaning to say that this level of Keves, where the sin is after the Beis, becomes elevated to its source, which is Kesev, where the sin is before the Beis, meaning to say that Zeranpin becomes elevated to its source, which is Chagas of Archanpin, which is higher than Chachmanpin, which is the idea of waving the Ksavim, the sheep, Lifnei Havaya, before Hashem. What is Lifnei Havaya? Lifnei Havaya means higher than Havaya, which is Havaya is represented by the Esther spheres of Atzilus, but higher than Havaya would mean even higher than Chachma, which is the highest of the spheres, which would mean Chasim Grand Tiferes Archanpin. And this is the idea that the sin down below is the sin specifically. There's the sin after the letter base, Keves. We need this in order to sweeten the judgments of Leah and Rachel, the dinim, in order there's no yiniga sechit sainim from this level of sin, chas v'shalem, need to say from the midas. We don't want any mikas chitzayim of the midas. As we explained in the Zohar, the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, with regards to the elevation of the letter sin, etc. It says, Amar la ya'is ant, the tav ant, ukshayt ant, aval choyel v'asvan d'ziyufa, natzlin lach l'mevei imhoin. This means that the letter shin or sin wanted to be, she wanted to create the worlds with the letter sin, and sin, the letter sin or shin, what was so zeicha because it has all these lofty inyanim. Like, for example, the name of Hashem is shin dalad yod, so therefore there's a lot of zechuyas in the letter shin. But Shem said, well, how can I do this? Because there's a unique zechitzayim that happened by the fact that the same letter Shin that was used for such a holy name of Hashem's name, the Zohar Mezuzahs, it was used for really negative words, like for example, sheker, falsehood, starts with the letter Shin. So that represents this unique sechitzayim that can happen from the letter Shin, which is the midas el yoinis, chagas of Archanpin. And therefore, the Tamid is able to be brought through this idea of this iris rach for the rousing this rachmim, so it's not able, so the light is not able to be drawn down, is only able to be drawn down into holiness. And that's the idea of a carbon tamid. However, when we wave the lamps on Shavuos, we are tapping into the Chesed Gvur Tiferes of Arach Anpi, which is Kesef. And there's no, it's impossible for there to be a Nikas Chitzenim on the level that's higher than Chachma, because there's no Chitzenim to be Yoinik on such a high level. Now, skipping the parentheses and moving on to Ice Vav, last ice of the beer. However, this waving the two lambs with the two breads specifically is brought down in the Mishnah, Noisin Shtei HaLechem Al Gabi Shnei Kvosi, that we give these two breads specifically, they have to be specifically on top of these two lambs. In order to understand why the breads have to be on top, we know that the level of Chai, which is the idea of the animal kingdom, is greater and loftier than the vegetative kingdom. So why should the breads, which comes from the vegetative kingdom, vegetative matter, need to be higher than the lamb, which is from the animal kingdom? However, the whole concept is that just like mankind, even though it speaks and is loftier and greater than even the animal kingdom, nevertheless, in its source, it still depends on the animal kingdom and the vegetative kingdom and the inanimate kingdom for sustenance from this much loftier level, much loftier than mankind, meaning this whole concept of the world of Tohu, which is loftier than the world of Tikkun, rather that fell down below, specifically through Shvirsa Kalim, and therefore mankind is able to receive the highest from these lower levels of creation. Similarly, with regards to the lower levels within the lower levels of creation themselves, we have the same exact concept that the source of all of them comes from the world of Tohu. However, even within the world of Tohu, we have different levels. For example, that with through Shiras HaKalim, the animal kingdom, the Kalim reached a certain level and the vegetative kingdom a different level. Meaning to say, the vegetative kingdom reached a lower level, even lower level. Meaning to say that there's a principle that whatever was down here on a lower level must mean that its source is even on a higher level. So like the most famous analogy, that when you drop a stone from the top of a wall, the higher the you know the stone that fell from the highest, because you see the impact on the ground, it reached the farthest, had the furthest impact on the ground because of the potential. Proof is how the potential energy translated into the kinetic energy hitting the ground. So we see from here that really the source of the vegetative kingdom is really higher than the source of the animal kingdom. And that's why the breads need to be above the sheep. So we're going to explain that vegetative kingdom is lower than the animal kingdom. Meaning to say that because the source is in tohu, which is much higher than the source of and the animal kingdom, therefore, when it descends down here below through Shirshul Kelim, it's not able to be enclosed in the animal kingdom, but rather has to descend even below, even lower. That's how Tzomeach ends up being in a lower level than the animal kingdom. Therefore, the animal kingdom animals rely on vegetative matter in order for them to survive. And mankind has the same exact situation, that we rely on animals and plants for our survival. That even though the breads, specifically, we make our meals on bread, it's brought in the Tehillim, Lechem Levav Neshis Od. Nevertheless, meat has a unique quality that even though it doesn't actually satiate a person like bread does, and that's why we don't say Berachas Mazon after eating meat. We only say Berachas Mazon after eating bread. You can say, but because the source of Tzemeach, its source is much higher in Tohu, much higher than the source of animal kingdom. Therefore, even that when it falls down here below, further, nevertheless, it is able to be satiated more from the vegetative kingdom than the animal kingdom. Therefore, when we weigh the two breads and the lambs to their source, the bread has to be on top because the source is higher. Therefore, the elevation of these two lambs are able to ascend even higher than their source because they are waved with the breads, which allow them to ascend to a higher level that they would never have been able to ascend to on their own. And this is the idea of waving the breads and the lambs on Shavuos, that after we count the 49 days of the Omer, which is refining the Nefesh of Bamis, the animal soul, and drawing down these 49 portals of understanding. Then on Shavuos, we're able to reveal the 50th portal of understanding, which is drawing down Kesser, Shem's crown. And then we're able to wave these two lambs, which in their source, is the level of Ksavim, of lambs, which is spelled with a sin before the base, which is this higher level we've been speaking about. This elevation is specifically through the two breads, as we've explained, for the same reason we've explained earlier, meaning that these two breads correspond to the Tershbach Sav and Tershbach Pah respectively, meaning Chachma Ilan, Chachma Tata. Chachma Beresh, Chachma Besef. Teshuvah Sav is represents the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. That corresponds to wheat. And this is the first bread, which is the level of supernal wisdom, Chachma Ila. And the second bread corresponds to the lower wisdom, which is Tosh Bal Peh, presumably barley. But it doesn't say here in the Marmot. Now, behold, there's a great advantage in the Tosh Bal Peh, that in the Tosh Bal Peh, it explains and reveals the will of the mitzvah, the ultimate will of the mitzvah, and how to do the mitzvah on a practical level. For example, tzitzis and tefillin, how to do those mitzvahs practically. Therefore, in the Tosh Bal Peh, we have something that we don't find in the Tosh Bal Peh. Oh, sorry. Despite this, we have an advantage of Tosh Bal Peh over the Tosh Bal Peh. What is that? The whole inyan of tamim, the cantillation marks that are specifically within the Tosh Bal Peh, which is the tune of the Torah. As it says in the Pasuk Melachim Vayehi Shirei Chamisha of Olaf, the Torah Shabbat Peh doesn't have an explanation for these cantillation marks. It's just the way it is. The whole concept is, by way of analogy, comprehending the intellect. In comprehending intellect, we have two levels. So just like we have Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh, we have two levels of Torah, we have two levels of intellectual comprehension. The first level of intellectual comprehension is that which is able to be explained and brought that through speech or writing, that the intellect is able to comprehend through speech or writing. Now, the second level of intellectual comprehension is the essence of the intellect, which is much deeper, that which is not able to be contemplated at all in speech. However, despite all this, that through allusion, through remez, one is able to reveal the essence of the intellect. That's the whole idea of l'chakima b'remizo, as brought in Zohar. That's understood further. That which is written in the Pei Chaim, that the Rizal comprehended when he was sleeping on Shabbos, the greatest secrets, the highest secrets, that which was not able to be expounded for 30 years. It would take 30 or 80 years to expound such a lofty secrets that he was able to attain during his sleep, specifically when he was sleeping. Meaning to say that because of his comprehension, he was holding on this level of ri'iyah, of vision, of seeing, which is the essence of chokhmah, and not the level of hearing and understanding. And therefore, for an instantaneous moment, is able to understand, it's understood, to comprehend and to see that which he needs, that which would normally take years upon years upon years to explain and to through words, through speaking and explaining, he was able to, in his dream, able to just comprehend it in one split second. Similar to this, by way of analogies, we have this concept of l'chakima b'remiza, obtaining of wisdom through remez, that we don't need a preface of words to explain it. Now we're going on to the fourth column, Amud Dalet of Daf Lamed Tes. We don't need an explanation for this remiza, but rather specifically remez, through the remez, able to comprehend the essence of the intellect and its source. And through this is the concept of timing. These cantillation marks and singing of the Tosh B'Chsav, which is the remizois al derech mashal. This is the remez by way of analogy. That through this, we're able to reveal the essence, of supernal wisdom, Chachmila, that which is not able to come and be revealed in the letters of the Torah, meaning that which is impossible to become revealed in speech. That which is drawn down into speech and letters, this is only chitzonius chachmila. This is only the external elements of chachmila. There's noivleis chachma. However, the revelation of pnimius and atzmius chachmila, the most inner dimension of chachmila, it's impossible to come revealed in speech. Va'isius, speech and letters. Whole concept of the story of the Arizal that we spoke about earlier, that he was not able to, it would have taken 80 years in order to reveal that which he acquired in that dream. The only way to actually reveal that quickly is through Ta'amim and Remisa, through Neginos, through the song, the cantillations. And the source of this concept of the two breads on top of the two sheep is, according to that which is explained earlier, that which Aben Ima suckled from the Mezuzah of Arach. This is the level of Hagbeya Ma'id Nala, of great lofty elevation, that much greater than that which is enclosed into Chesed and Gevura of Archanpi. Because this is a hamshacha from this level of atik, which illuminates through these first three levels of Archanpin, which is this love, the levels of mazalis, which derive from the maichastima, this hidden intellect, etc. And the level of atik is the lowest level of the emanator, and it is found that this is the revelation of this, of a much higher level. This is what it means, the two breads are high above, specifically waved above the two sheep, because the waving of the sheep and the waving of the kvasim compared to the waving of the kesavim is basically compared to the chagas of Arach Anpin, is and compared to the waving of the two breads, Ayresim Achachma Ubina Nafkas, that the Torah is derived from Hashem's wisdom and understanding. We wave them to the source, which is the Beis Mazalis, which are derived from the hidden intellect, because lechem is the same gematria as mazola, as the mazel, which from there is the source of the of lechem. And furthermore, we can say with regards to the concept of waving these two breads, according to that which is written by the Ramaz at the beginning of Parshas Koyach and his explanation on Hanechmad Mizav and Mipaz, etc., in Tehillim, the source of Torah is Das, understanding. That through Das brings about Chesed and Gevura, which correspond to the Mitzvahs Asim, Mitzvahs Laseh. We can say that through this, it alludes to the waving of two breads, because wheat corresponds to Das, understanding. And the two breads are the positive Mitzvahs and the negative Mitzvahs. It's respectively. And they are the written Torah and the oral Torah, because the oral Torah is the negative, corresponds to the negative commandments, which the majority of the negative commandments are siyagim and gdarim, are things that prevent us from going, veering off the path of Hashem, of the way of Hashem. And this is the idea of the two breads specifically being above the two sheep. that even after elevating the sheep to their source in Chesed Gvura and Tiferes of Arachan Pin, that the level of Das, which is the source of the Torah, is Das that is within Atik, within understanding within the level of Atik, which is Pnimus HaKesser, as is written in the Ramaz over there, that it's much higher than Chagas of Arachan Pin. So the source of Torah is really even higher than Chagas of Arachan Pin. That also, that as I explained above, the concept of Kesef, of Lamb, that the Beis alludes to Chochmah Binah, that which the understanding is not counted, meaning that because that keser counted, that if that's the case, one must say the mshacha from the external level of keser, that we have this hamshacha from the external element of keser, which is Arachan Pin. However, the level of das, of understanding within Atik Yemin, which is Pnimus HaKesser, which meaning that that is the Hamshacha from, that is the Hamshacha from Pnimus HaKesser. And that is the Hamshacha that is accomplished through these two Mazalis of Arachan Pin. From them they receive, is Abba Ima is able to be receive. And this is the Hamshacha from above, Seder Stashlus, and above his labshus, etc. And this is in accordance that the Torah is drawn down from this very, very lofty place. And therefore, one is able to descend down here below the Gashmias. Therefore, is also able to be accomplished through these two breads, specifically through these two breads, which is also corresponding to the elevation waving of these two sheep to their source, as we explained earlier. And this is that through the waving of the breads and the sheep together, it's brought down in the Gemara in Menachos, that Meilchum Mevi Milo Meirid. Specifically, the tznufa would involve waving up and down. So what is the idea of waving up? That represents elevation. And waving down represents drawing down and enclosing it down here below. And in order to have the samshach down here below, specifically through the fact that it's nimshach from a loftier place, the loftier place, etc. That is the end of the beer. Thanks for sticking it till the end, and I hope you enjoyed and have a wonderful day.